What will be the Oshteya and Bemezid? Let's say you ate both of them Bemezid. You knew clearly there's an Issa Shrew involved. So it depends. Ochlo Litanai, if the first bread you ate was the condition, and you know by eating this bread now it's also for you to eat the second bread. For all the Ochlo Yisura, and then you ate the second bread Bemezid, you knew you were not supposed to and still you ate it, Mechayev, for sure Yechayev Malkus. That's a good case. It's Asros Vadai. They warn you clearly before you eat the second bread, do not eat it. If you eat the second bread, you'll be Chayiv Malkus, and he eats it. That's called Asros Vadai. He's Chayiv according to everybody. But what's going to be the opposite way? Let's say Ochlo Lisura. First, he ate the bread of the Yisr. He ate that bread first. So at that time, it's not for sure, it's not there yet. Because maybe he will not eat the bread of the condition. So when you tell him, do not eat this bread, it's Siddur Asros Sofik. Because you could warn him now, do not eat this bread, because if you can eat the second bread also, it comes out with, by eating this bread, you're over the Issa Shvua. But that's only a doubtful Asroa. The person who thinks to his mind, I'm eating the bread of Issa now, because I think I'll never eat the other bread. So Ochlo Lisura, Vod Ochlo L'Tanai, and then he truly ate the first bread of the Tanai, so now Lamaisi did the Avera, so here does he receive Malkus or not? That's plucked to the Rabbi Yechav Rosh Lakish, it's a machlokes. Leman diyom hasro sofik shmei hasro. If you're like Rabbi Yechanan, that's called hasro chayef, to receive malchus here. Because the Beidim could warn him, before you eat the first bread of the Issar, we're warning you, don't eat this bread. Because it's very possible that later on you'll eat the second bread of the condition, and it comes out now this first bread as an Issa Shmua, not eat it. So we're warning you, do not eat it. And then he deliberately goes and eats both breads, so be chayiv malchus. He knows what he's doing. That's called enough of asro. But leman diyoma lav shemei asro. It's not called asro. It's ami potter. Then it'll be potter from malchus. Even though he did the avera b'mezid, but they did not warn him a good warning. Because at the time when they warned him, do not eat the yisra, you may receive malchus. He thought it's a joke. He thinks, nah, I'm not going to get malchus. I'm not going to eat the second bread. So it's not called asro. It's not called a warning that stopped him from the Issa, so therefore he did not receive Malkus. What's going to be Tolon Zubizu? He's totally one and the other. He makes the condition backwards and forwards. He says, this one should be Yasser if I eat this one, and this one should be Yasser if I eat this one. So both of them is an Issa, and both of them is a Tanai. So it depends. The same thing, same halachas. V'yochozu b'zodin atzmoi u'v'shigigas chaverto. Each one b'zodin atzmoi knows what he's doing. And the shkog on the second one. V'zu b'zodin atzmoi u'v'shigigas chaverto potter. In such a case he's potter. Because at the time when he ate it, it was a shigigas chaverto. He did not know about the issa, so it's not considered he has a shrua. In other words, zodin atzmoi means he knows he's eating this one, the conditioned one. But he forgot now that the other one becomes also. So both times he forgot that there's an Issa Shvua here that's not called Adam B'Shvua. He's Potter from the Shvua. What about the Zu B'Shigigas Atzmoi of Zodin Chaverta? You know that there's a Shvua, there's an Issa involved. Just your Shigigas are eating this one. The Zu, the same thing, B'Shigigas Atzmoi of Zodin Chaverta, Chayiv. In this case, you know clearly you're making a Shvua. Just your Shigig, you did not know that the Issa is called right now. So that's the regular case of a Shua's B3, that you chayiv a korban. Shtei in b'shoigig gen potter. If you're shoigig both ways, so at the time when the Shua is supposed to be chal, you're a shoigig, your mind is not here, you'll be potter from the Shua. Shtei in b'mezid, let's say when you ate them both, you knew clearly what you're doing, that both of them will become osa to you, because both of them is the Yisr and both of them are the conditions. It depends, again, ashniyo mechayiv. And if you eat the second one, then for sure it's also. Because by eating the first one, that's the condition for the second one. So for sure the second one, Yechayiv Malkus. That's like Asuras Vadai. The second one, they could warn you. You already ate the first one, you know, you knew it. And now you know, by eating the second one, you'll be Yechayiv Malkus. That's Asuras Vadai. Our Rishayna though, when you eat the first bread, again, pluk to the Rav Yechon Rosh Lakish. That's Tolna Machlokes, that's Asuras Sofik. By eating the first bread itself, it's not for sure you will receive Malkus, because the first bread is the condition, has the condition to it, that you have to eat the second bread. So, right now we do not know if you eat it or not. So we cannot give you Asuras Vadai to say Machlokes. Amar Rav Mori, Mori says, we learned the same Yisoid. That if Yisoid of Rav is that when you make the Shvua, when the Shvua is going to be Chal upon you, at that time you have to have Das. Your mind has to be there, you have to know you're making the Shvua. But if here, when you eat the first bread of the condition, you forgot about the Shvua, it's not called Adam B'Shvua. Says the Mishnah Nedarim, Arba Nedarim Esir Chachomim, there are four types of Nedarim that are smuta, Nidrei Zrizin, Nidrei Havoi, some exaggeration, Nidrei Shkogas, you're a Shogig, you forgot about it, Nidrei Yonson, you're forced into it. Nidrei Shkogas case, so what's the case of a Nedar you made that you're a Shogig? Koinem, you make like this, Koinem, that this bread or this fruit should be offered to me, Imochalti V'im Shosisi. If I ate today, or if I drank today, then these things should be also to me. So right now, he thinks that he did not eat. So that's why he's making the neder. He's saying, Kainim, this bread should be also to me if I ate today, or if I drank today. Later, V'niska, he remembers, Sho'achal V'shasa, that he really ate today and really drank today. Yeah. So he's part of the Shvua. That's called Nidresh Kogos. Why? Even though it came out really you ate, the pshat is at the time when you made the shvua, you forgot that you ate. So you really did not mean to make an issa nedra upon yourself. Therefore the nedra is not chal. What about you make a nedra? This bread should be also to me. Shani oichol, I will eat today. Somebody goes here, shani or shani oichol, shani shoysa. Let's say you made a shvua, he will not eat, and he will not drink. So Kitsi is saying like this, this bread should be also to me on a condition that or it really lashon is the bread should be yosa to me. It should not be yosa if I do not eat today. Kiss is told in the Tanai that if he does not eat today, then it's not yosa. But when he eats, that makes the condition that now the bread will become yosa to him. So it makes the neder that this bread should be yosa only if I do not eat it, or if I do not eat today, or I do not drink today. Now shachach in the middle of the day he forgets the yochel and he eats the shos and he drinks mutter. You know the shvu is not chal. Why not? Lechura, you did the condition now that you ate today, and therefore now the neder should be chal. You said this bread is also to you. The reason is a proof to Rava that when is this neder chal? When you eat, do the condition. You said first in the morning, this bread should be also to me if I eat throughout the day. So when is this neder really chal? When you eat. If when you eat, you forgot that you made the shvua, you forgot you made the neder, so it's not sitting the hodam b'shvua. It's not considered your das is there when the neder should be chal. Therefore, the neder is not chal. You made a neder on a condition that you will not eat today. And when you go and eat, you forgot about the neder. So at that time when the neder should be chal, your mind is not here. Therefore, the neder is not chal. This is the proof to Rava. The Tony Allah learned on this. Kishem shenidre shkogas mutarim, kach shvua shkogas mutarim. The same Allah applies to shvua also. That's like Rava's case, that you make an issa shvua, this bread should be also to me if I eat the second bread, and then when you go and eat the second bread, the condition, you forgot about the shvua. So that's the time when the shvua should be chal, your mind has to be there. If your das is not there, you're potter. Verses Eifa, Toni Shvuas Bei Rabba. Eifa learnt Mesech the Shvuas by his Rosh Shiva, by Rabba. Polga by Avimi, ach, we met his brother Avimi. Eifo and Avimi were two brothers. Omale, so Eifo asked his brother, Shvua, Polga by Avimi, ach, we Omale, could be Avimi asked Eifo, Shvata be the locha, Shvua shlo yachalti. Person swears, I did not eat today. Or Shvua shlo yachalti. Now what's the locha? Yachai twice or once, and then it came out it was a sheker. Omale, so Eifo answered back, Ain the chayiv alachas, he's only chayiv one. He thought like it'd be a klal of ain shua chal shua. Omalei, he answered back, no, ishtabeshti, you made a mistake. Harayotza shua l'sheker. You said a shua sheker twice. Here there's no klal of ain shua chal alissa. If you make an issa shua in the future, I will eat this bread. You say the second time, so the second shua is not chal, because it's here already the first one. But here there's a shua sheker that you say, shua shloya chalti. You're swearing now that you did not eat today. And if you did eat today, it's a sheker right away. That's one avera. If you swear a second time, again you swear that you did not eat today. And really you did eat today, avad yichai the second time for the second shvua. So avad in this case, you yichai twice. All right, yotza shvua sheker here. What's going to be shvua shalai oichal tisha v'yeser? First he swears he will not eat 9 pieces of bread. And then he swears he will not eat 10 pieces of bread. Now, what's the law? If he eats all 10, how many isurim is he over? So, chayav kol achas biyachad. He thought to say that, yes, both shvuas achal, and if you eat 10 breads, you chayav twice. You chayav for the first shvua, and then you chayav for the second shvua. Omalei said back, no, again, ishtabesh, you made a mistake. Itishu lo yochal, esu lo yochal. Like, listen, by asering this 10 bread, the second shvua of asering 10, throughout the first, when you eat 9, it's also enes achal lisa. Like, itishu, you didn't eat 9 yet, how do you get to 10? Tishtabeshta, tishvua al shvuhi, shanishpa shloyochal tisha. Somebody swears not to eat 9 pieces. Nishpa lester, it's also like swearing not to eat 10 pieces, the same thing. The chokam loyochal tisha, loyoslachal lester. So by saying you cannot eat 9, it's included in that you cannot eat 10. Says so, by the first shvu, it's also to eat 10 also. So when you make your second shvu and not to eat 10, that shvu is not chal. It's saying shvua, chal al ashvua. That since the first shvua after you feeding 9, so the second shvua is not chal, therefore yoni chayiv 1. Itish loyochal less loyochal. What about the opposite way though? Shvua shloyochal lesser. First he swears he will not eat 10 pieces of bread, and then he says swears I will not eat 9 pieces of bread. Itish shemau. So he answered back in the chayiv lachas. He thought again the same thing like before. Yoni chayiv 1. He thought he learned his lesson. Omalei said back to him, no, again ishtavesh, you made a mistake. Esther who the loyochal. The first shvua only makes it he can't eat 10 pieces, but eat 9 pieces he's allowed to. Hotishu miyu achol. And the second shvua now stops him from eating only 9 pieces. Therefore, the second shvua is chal. The second shvua is like kodel, adds on something new. The second shvua is chal. Omer Abayo, zimden the mishakas lo lo deifo. Sometimes we'll have a year a case like eifo. Kidamar, like Rab himself says. The Yom Rabbi says, Shvua shloyoichal teinu venovim. Somebody first swears they will not eat figs and grapes. V'chaz v'biyem, then he makes second Shvua shloyoichal teinu. He swears just he will not eat figs.